Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Well, welcome to the Caring Moments podcast, brought to you by Unified Caring Association, a nonprofit organization. And this morning, our special guest is my good friend Lane, who is going to be talking with us about moving caring forward, what that means. We've adopted that line, and I absolutely love it. And just a little bit of background, Unified Caring was founded in 1987 as a nonprofit organization, which in 2012, the name was changed to the Unified Caring Association because we observed that caring is what the world needed and truly still needs most. And in 2020, this caring mandate grew to become the custodians of the caring movement. Lane, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here today. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Karen. Welcome, everybody. And always great to be back on the Caring Moments radio show. It's just so many important topics, and I love listening to it. So I'm glad to be with you again. And talking about moving caring forward, what better topic is there than that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So that I love your introduction you do as well, because that little brief history, you know, for a membership of 170,000 members across the USA, and you know the various needs that that are expressed, that we definitely work very hard to provide our membership benefits, those things that people perhaps join the association for first, to take care of their self-care, maybe learn to take care of their health better, or a loved one, family, friend, senior, a child. Now, those are all part of the reasons most members come to Unified Caring Association and begin to start exploring. And very quickly, there's the opportunity, and more the opportunity to realize or to step into caring outside of self. And one of the things I talk about is service gives self-care meaning. And what I mean by that, when I share it, and the conversations that I have about service or self-care invariably come back to truly a interaction between both self-care and service. And so when we do our own self-care, that allows us to be more filled up, to give more as well. But I've just found through, you know, my now six decades of experience on this planet and traveling across the world and certainly across the U.S., that fundamentally, when we've got a direction for that self-care, if we've got a reason, it could be recovering our health, great reason, important. When we're in a place of being able to be active, putting that self-care into service for others. You know, others could be animals. It could be the planet. It certainly could be the innocents, children, elderly, our elders mm-hmm. who need a lot more attention. So that
exactly.
giving that direction really, truly changes lives. And so for me, the tagline, Moving Caring Forward, is a powerful, powerful calling card for all of us to make our own, to decide, each of us decide in our own way, choose in our own way, listen, watch for what comes to our path, our own way of moving caring forward, of putting caring into action is the other way we talk about it. So it's a big, big topic. But I thought today, Karen, we could explore, well, what do our members have available to them to move caring forward? How does that sound?
Right. Perfect.
Perfect.
I love it.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
place.
Yeah. You know, I think that when you hear moving caring forward. I think it inspires, what does that really mean, right? And
right,
how
right.
can, you know, and then looking into it, and then, you know what, how can I get involved, you know, locally
exactly.
to
exactly.
moving something forward, you know, just for me personally to get involved
mm-hmm.
and,
yeah.
you know, and do things that are something that, you know, maybe I hadn't done before, or and just reaching out into a different scope to
mm-hmm.
help somebody or
yes.
help, you know, any area in which I can, whether it's a, you know, St. Michael and the gifts, or, you know, organizing something for a school or whatever, wherever my volunteer skills can be, you know. So I love
yeah.
this. I do. I absolutely love this tagline, moving caring
yeah.
forward, because I,
yeah.
I truly believe it encompasses the whole of the caring act itself. So
yeah, I
love
it. What you just said and expressed it and made it very personal too, because it is a very personal thing. Moving caring forward is not abstract. We're really trying to help our members, help the, you know, really the world, be able to recognize that now more than ever, as you said at the top of the show, now more than ever, caring is needed. And so what's the problem that we're trying to solve here? Well, the problem is that there's so much that has happened, not just COVID and pandemic and lockdowns, not just racial tensions or political tensions, or the fact that depression, anxiety is off the charts, 4 times higher, 30% plus of the U.S. is self-reporting experiencing a heightened degree of depression, anxiety, suicides are climbing, all this stuff. So what is happening? Well, one of the things is, in times of crisis, we naturally retract back in. We go to ourselves or our little enclave, might be a family, might be a, you know, just a little, you know, neighborhood street. Wherever you retract back into, that isolation begins to make the need for caring more pronounced, because it's not really our natural way. Human beings are social animals. Human beings need touch to even be healthy. There's all these reports coming out, all these research going out, talking about that the isolation, the lockdown, the impact on children, on seniors, on workplaces, all across the planet, the need for care, for empathy, for connecting is stronger than ever. And so it's put a peak problem right into the forefront in our society. The problem is that we need others to care for us, and we need to care for others as well to be able to truly meet some very basic human needs. And we all have different ways we meet those needs, but the fact of the matter is that the root is, if somebody cares enough about you, you're lifted. Let's take an example that we have a blog article that talks about, you know, a simple little act is when you say hello and how are you, do you actually listen for what the response is? Do you care what the response is? Well, the person who asks you, do they care what the response is? And today it's become just like a handshake with, you know, no connection. So simple
mm-hmm.
act of moving caring forward is when you ask people, how are you doing, truly be interested in their answer. And if they don't give you an
mm-hmm.
answer, say, no, I'm serious, how are you? And your tone, you're connecting with the eyes, even if you got a face mask on, eyes still communicate a lot, right? So that's a simple way of moving caring forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so often, don't you think it's just the simplest things often are the signs that we care?
Exactly. Do you know, you said something about asking the question, and do people
mm-hmm.
really want, are they asking because they're genuinely interested Or is it, like you said, just a handshake? And I just wanted to say, well, handshaking is no longer, you know, considered, you know, correct. And now you got an elbow bump, right? But I am a handshaker, and I am a hugger. And that is, those are things that will never, ever, ever leave me, no matter what. Because I know what I need for me. And there was a report out, I want to say about a decade ago. I don't know, maybe you'll remember. Might have even been longer, Lane, where they talked about the benefits of hugging in human touch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so critical. I took that very seriously. And so now I think we are eradicating, you know, the need, what they feel is the need for human touch. And I think that is so, so very wrong. And, but yeah, moving, you know, so with all of the craziness, you know, and speaking, you know, as a wife, a mom, you know, a business owner, a human, you know, there are so many things that are so important to our livelihood. And when I am feeling stressed, or when I am feeling, you know, and there's something that's bothering me that I can't figure out what it is, and I'll just go and do some research. Well, one of the things that I've been most fortunate as a member of the Unified Caring Association is the literal plethora of information available that I can see something and read something and just go, life is so good, right?
Yeah.
Because it takes me out of myself and into somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And look to really look at what's going on with somebody else's life, and you know, and the old adage is always true. It could be, you know, ours. You know, and we look at these things. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you know, so it's for somebody who is not a member, right? And I think everybody should be members, but you don't necessarily have to be a member to get benefit, to research, to look at the blogs, to look at the ways that UCA is truly expanding. And sometimes, I mean, it may seem small, but it really is huge. Like with one of the partners that we have, and One Tree Planted, and that is done at a global level, not just here, right?
Yes.
So the impact that one little website potentially can have on somebody's psyche, right, for the betterment, to make them feel better about themselves, about where they are in life, and places that they can reach out when they feel like they don't have anybody else to talk to, you know.
Exactly.
So this is where Unified Caring truly, truly shines. And I know that the team members in Mount Shasta and New York are so incredible in their ability to reach out and offer a lifeline. And I love that about Unified Caring.
Yes.
I do. I love that.
There's resources. Thank you. Thank you. And there's resources beyond that. Members, by the way, the reach out, one of the very important benefits that members get is we have a 24/7 counseling hotline, and it's free to members to reach out in a time of need. Call the counselor who's online. And these are professional, certified counselors. And as a member, you've got that access immediately on the phone, 24/7, 365 days a year. And that is an important element of reaching out for care for self, for care for another. We have members who call this line to help their children or help an elder, a parent, and so on. There's benefits like that. There's all kinds of things that you're talking about that are positive news feed. There's are articles that continually work to inspire, to inform. There's resources for a member all about putting caring into action, moving caring forward. A big, big area that we've expanded is community and caring for your in your community. We encourage our members to get active in their community. And so the first thing that members naturally say is, well, where do I start? Well, I mean, how do I even get going? Well, a great way to start is to look at the collection of experience that we have gained as a membership association in areas like children, animals, reforesting, and the elderly art care program. And we've packaged all that together for members, by the way. They can, you know, it's like in children, there's, you know, four main areas where there's tools, resources, emotional support for children in crisis, trauma, community crisis. There's sex trafficking, aftercare, the recovery of children and youth pulled out of sex trafficking. There's homeschooling is a huge thing. You've done a show with team members on homeschooling. Well, how do you help care for the parents who have double duty work and homeschooling? How do you community pull together? How do you even teach service? How do you reach out in community, and who's in your community to reach out to help children? These are just
right.
One of the categories where there's a
exactly.
wealth of tools. There's also a brand new set of elements around volunteering and the networking to volunteer, whether that is networking with other UCA members in your community or a brand new benefit coming into our members is there's online networking projects, community projects. You could list a project that, and this isn't just within UCA, but across the nation. Across the world, people can put projects up. And it's not about giving money. It's about giving time, attention, and intention, giving wisdom or skills, and doing it online, which is what, you know, we need right now. In your community, you can do it online or face-to-face. There's so many things, but the answer
right.
to where you start is a pretty simple one. Set
exactly.
the intention. Like, you know, I want to be in service. And then listen. Watch, because I can guarantee you, Karen, it happens to me all the time. I put an intention. I say, okay, I really want to help out with animals in my area. And I'll be darned, usually within 24 hours, something comes across my plate. And then what we say, moving caring forward, is not ignoring. It's grabbing on to that thing that is presented, to that thing that comes to us. And we just take it and go. Say yes.
Right. Right.
Say yes. And
you know, and then with so much convoluted, I'm looking for a word in my brain and I can't find it, but there's so much, it's convoluted confusion, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it really is, you know, where do I start? And, you know, and that's the perfect place is to sit and ask yourself. And
we have a lot of experience. I'm going to pile
right.
on to that, Karen, present, because it's really important. If you look
right.
at, so what really is UCA about? You know, I get this question quite a bit. I was on a call with the head of 16 private universities, alumni associations yesterday, and we were talking about UCA and how alumni are, are and can be a bigger part of what we do. And, you know, the thing that really people, when they get UCA, they get this one important thing. Because we move caring forward, because we're always looking for how to care for our members, and members are engaged in at least self-care, if not doing care in the community and so on, we are experiencing, we're learning where there are urgent unmet needs. There's a lot of nonprofit organizations. It's a huge, huge, wonderful explosion of nonprofit organizations that are vertically very deep. Sex trafficking, you look at those areas, there's prosecution, there's extraction and rescue, there's aftercare, there's the legal work to expunge the records of those rescued and pulled out of sex trafficking and give them a new life. that's
right.
just sex trafficking, and there's organizations that are very deep, they're very expert. We're not that. We look
right.
for where there's urgent unmet needs, because we cast the net across those who can't defend themselves, children, animals, the planet often, and elderly, because we cast the net for our members who can express that they've got a need that's not met, and what can we do? This, the unique kind of, the unique factor that is Unified Caring is that where there's a problem that care doesn't exist, especially for those who can't speak or stand for themselves, we step in. Our members step in, the association as a collective steps in. And so we have assembled a lot of inspiration, resources, and tools, a lot of experience at being able to step up and answer the question, where do I start? Start where there's urgent unmet needs, because you have a tremendous impact. And then a beautiful thing happens. A whole other vertical on nonprofits may pop up to be able to meet those needs. And so it's just another insight. It's another way to truly grab on to moving caring forward and move it forward. Get into action. For me, the greatest joy in working in this organization is where more lights go on, more people actually do put caring into action and go forward and get excited. Frankly, I know you know this, Karen, it's contagious to be able to have that joy of giving to another. The generosity that we really want to experience is right there for us if we just choose
right.
to take action.
Well, something just popped into my head, and sometimes it's dangerous for me to say things that just pop into my head and out my mouth.
Right,
so
I'll
preface this comment with that. However, this is a total unity. It's all about unity. It's all about reaching
mm-hmm.
out and helping. And people are unified
mm-hmm.
in the fact that they are helping their fellow citizens in whatever way it is necessary, and along with the care program, with the children, the animals, the reforestation, and the elderly. Now, this is true unity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it
I
is.
Love that. I love it. It is true unity. And boy, do we need that now. Where are
I
we
agree.
Finding any unity? Where are we unifying to be able to make a difference in other people's lives? That
yes.
is what being a member of UCA is about. That's what we live for. And
well,
boy,
I would just, I'm sorry, I would just preface
the,
it with a positive difference in somebody's life.
Yeah.
There are
yeah,
differences.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Of course.
I would preface it with a positive difference, because it is something that is very positive and can be reinforced, and you do
mm-hmm.
feel joy, right, when
yes.
you are able to be able to do this. And I'm sure some of the members or all of the members are aware, but non-members are not aware. The members are aware that any time that they purchase the membership or that they purchase something from the store. You don't have to be a member to purchase from the store,
mm-hmm.
but you get a better discount if you are. But
or you get
everything,
big discounts, yeah.
the what comes in to Unified Caring, a large portion of it goes right back out. So anybody who is helping Unified Caring by creating this unity with moving caring forward and the custodians of the caring movement,
mm-hmm.
they are helping to fund the projects that Unified Caring has taken on: child trafficking, reforestation, the elderly, animal abuse, animal rights, and those types of things.
Emotional
and,
well-being of children. The
exactly.
Emotional wellness
exactly.
of not just children,
right.
but teens and young adults and all ages, frankly. We have tools
exactly.
that work from age 2 to 102.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
anybody
exactly.
who is a part of it is actually helping all of these different organizations by just being a part of something so spectacular. And I love that. I absolutely love that. Like with the Feed the Children.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? And all
yes.
of the backpacks. And I mean, what a great organization to partner with.
Yeah, they're amazing. We love our sponsorship with Feed the Children. Oh, we love all of our sponsorships. I'll tell you, Feed the Children is so integral. They've done such a beautiful job. We have sent out over 36,000 emotional and feeling kits to children of all ages and families across the U.S. We've touched every state. We have expanded those programs, but we see what they're doing. We've enabled much more, for them to do as well. So they're a great example of putting caring into action. They're partners, and they're a great example of the unity that our partnerships deliver in terms
exactly.
of changing lives every day. We could talk about each of our major sponsorships and in those areas, and we could talk about our members who just change lives all the time. One member shared her story. She's out in Cincinnati. She assembles kits that help children from rescued from sex trafficking or rape survivors. Children as rape survivors. They have kits. They have care kits that right from the hospital. A police officer can deliver it and start the action of caring immediately. This member they work because it presented right to them that this was a need in their community, and they went into action. There's stories like that all over the place. And so
beautiful.
being a part of the community that is Unified Caring, if your organization, your group, your company is looking for a way to put caring into action, looking for a way to be a part of the caring movement, and when we have groups signing up, that are, immediately getting not only the benefits, but they're taking on community projects. They're participating in greater community projects. That's the caring
right.
movement, and that is what we mean by moving caring forward.
Right. I think it's beautiful. I really do. I love it. There's, I do have a question with regard mm-hmm. to memberships. Just so we all understand, it's not just the individual. There are corporate memberships available.
Yes, there are. Yeah, corporate or association, alumni associations to nonprofit organizations that want to take care
exactly.
of their people.
So,
you just reach out to, if you go to the, join, click on join on our website, and there's group memberships available. You click on that and you'll get in contact with one of our care team, and we'll work with you to set up the right kind of membership for your group, whatever the size group. We have so many different sizes of groups and varying needs, but there's always a solution, always a way to be a part of this association of putting caring into action. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm very
mm-hmm.
excited about the groups. Of course, our numbers get larger, but they are coming together as a volunteer network even, and doing community projects, making change where their offices or where their customers are. It's just phenomenal what we are starting, what we're participating in to change lives day by day.
Right. I love that. I absolutely love it. We have about 30 seconds left. Why don't you give the website,
yep.
and I hope you'll come back. I love talking with you. I love the Caring
Unified
Moments podcast. I love speaking with you. So
I love being on. UnifiedCaring.org. That's simple. UnifiedCaring.org. You go to there. Watch that video right on the homepage, because it tells you more about what being a custodian of the caring movement and what the caring movement is. And there's the YouTube videos that talk about being a member, talk about our sponsorships. There's the site itself, which describes the benefits we have. It's, you know, lifetime membership is still just $99.95. So if you want to start out with a $15 a month, start out that way. If you got a group that wants to join, get in touch with us and we'll bring you on board. But you can get right to all that from unifiedcaring.org.
Awesome. Lane, thanks so much. You enjoy your day in beautiful California and have a great weekend ahead. And I look forward to next time and having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, Karen. Thank you for the show. Beautiful.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. All right, everybody. That's it for today. Moving Caring Forward with Lane and Unified Caring. Check it out. UnifiedCaringAssociation.org. Till next time.